This is an audio boom brought to you by Alan Taylor Shearer.
So, what can I tell you? It's May the 8th. It's a Sunday. Last night, I had the very great privilege of visiting the Theatre Royal in Norwich and went along with Freddie. I sounded just like Alan Partridge then, didn't I?
Norwich!
Went to see Yes, Prime Minister. It's an award-winning show by Anthony Jay and Jonathan Lynn, who were the original writers of the TV series, and it was on radio as well, I believe. I'll just read you quickly what it says on the website, and that'll give you an idea of what the show entailed. The much-loved BBC hit TV series is now on tour, after being sold out and a smash hit in London's West End. This is a hilarious new version written specially for the stage by original writers Anthony Jay and Jonathan Lynn. Following a sell-out season at Chichester Festival Theatre and at the London's Gielgud Theatre, Jim Hacker and Sir Humphrey Appleby are back, this time to face the country in financial meltdown. Heading the coalition government, the PM is staring disaster in the face. The country's on the brink of economic crisis, and there's just one grain of hope. A morally dubious deal with a foreign minister of Qumranistan, but great institutions have a way of riding punches and bouncing back unscathed. Will it prove so for Jim Hacker and his team of close advisers? Well, I have to say, had a really good time, cracking show, really good story as well, a little bit controversial in some of its topics. I won't spoil it for you, I won't give it all away, but let's say there, when the sort of main plot device was revealed, there was a sharp intake of breath from the packed house at Norwich Theatre Royal, and it was packed. It was a completely full house, sold out. I managed to get some seats in the stalls. But so completely controversial, but really well handled and really well presented by all involved. And let's have a look, cast and creative. I'm just getting info from the website. So Humphrey Appleby was played by Simon Williams, and Michael Chadwick played Bernard Woolley last night because Chris Larkin was unavailable. Richard McCabe was Jim Hacker and the Prime Minister. Charlotte Lucas was Claire Sutton, the Special Policy Advisor. Corvin Malakiakin was the Qumranistan ambassador. I'm sure I've said his name wrong. I do apologise, Kibor. Jonathan Coote was Jeremy Burnham, who is the Director General of the BBC. Michael Fenton-Stevens was Simon Chester, the BBC presenter. Mark Extance was understudy for Jim Hacker and Jeremy Burnham. Sarah Bexindale was an understudy for Claire Sutton. So, yeah, the understudy played Bernard last night, and a fantastic job he did, too. No messing about. Slotted into the part really well, and it was fantastic. We had a really good time. Took Freddie with me. He was unsure at first, by the interval was completely sold and was guffawing in the aisles during the second half, and thoroughly enjoyed it. Met Mike Fenton-Stevens afterwards at the stage door, had a little chat. I'm sure to be working with him again in the future. And look out for some of his 80s memories coming up on A Kick Up the 80s on Endeavour very, very soon. That's it for now, Tweety Pies. Take care and enjoy your weekend.
That was an audio boom brought to you by Alan Taylor Shearer.